Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I don't consider myself a chicken. I think I am pretty gutsy. I have no problem taking a lot of things on. In fact, I used to, as a kid, love to play with bugs. I thought bugs were very, very cool. I thought spiders were cool. In fact, whenever we had to do a bug collection in the olden days, we can't do it anymore because PETA would obviously be very, very upset with this. But we would kill bugs and put them on display. And I get that. I don't think bug collections are really that necessary anymore. But I think it's cool to look at them. I just don't think you need every person in the class killing bugs. And this was, I think, in middle school, where you had to kill up to 100 bugs. And they had to be in complete full form. So they couldn't have a wing that was messed up. This was when I went to Maricopa County. I was in Arizona. They couldn't be missing a head or a leg. They had to be completely taxidermically displayed, and you had to do 100. If you only got 80, you only got 80%. If you only got 50, you only got 50%. So me, wanting, you know, to be a doctor since day one, I knew I needed good grades in the 7th and 8th grade. And I forget, or this might have even been, no, because I remember the house I was in. This had to have been 8th grade. So I had the whole bug collection. Everything was fine. Everything was great. In fact, you could get a lot from the pool. So we would, you know, skim stuff off of the pool. Then you'd put the little pins in there. There was poison you could put between the head and the thorax that would paralyze them and kill them. I tried sticking bugs in the freezer. There's these big black flies that are big. I remember catching one, and I was so scared that I threw it in the freezer. And then when I took it out of the freezer the next day and I started to put pins in it, it started to wag. It started to shake its wings. I was really freaked out. But anyway, I ended up doing all of them. And then I'm showing my mom, and I'm going to my mom's room. And I'm like, Mom, look what I did. And then I trip and I fell, and I fall on him, and I ruin about 50, 60 of them because now their wings are broken because I fell on them with my hand. So then I had to go and kill more. So not my, if I don't make it to heaven, I think it's my bug collection from middle school is what's going to really, really hurt me. But with spiders, I had no problems with spiders until one day I had seen a spider a little bit like a little web with little baby spiders in the corner of the wall. And I'm like, leave it alone. They're bugs, God's creatures, leave them alone. Well, the next day I woke up with a bite, and a bad bite, and then it blew up, and my right thigh had an infection that it almost looked like a breast. I mean, it was a mound of swelling and infection. So I go to my doctor, and she, you know, drains it, and then she gives me Keflex. And I was, like, really freaked out. And it was probably the mama spider. I don't think it was the baby spiders. But I was like, okay, I can't go through that. I could have lost my leg from that spider bite. So I'm not going to mess around. Every time I see a spider, I'm going to kill it. And so for years, I couldn't get into bed without checking for spiders. And now I'm in medical school, and I'm like, this has got to stop. I'm becoming obsessive. I am checking my bed every night for spiders. I'm like, this is the last time. I swear this is the last time. I'm not going to do it anymore because it's a ridiculous ritual. And what happens if, you know, I'm trying to date somebody? I got to kick them out of bed so I could search for spiders. I got to stop this. This is ridiculous. But this is the last time. So I look, I lift up the covers, and this big, big, huge spider starts running across from the feet up to my pillow. And I scream, and I get rid of it. I don't even think I killed it. I think I just shooed it away because I was just so scared. And that really was the last time I checked my bed for spiders. I don't check my bed for spiders anymore. I made that promise. I'm going to do it. But I have a very, very humbling respect for spiders. And I'm a little nervous about something we did. Remember I showed you guys, well, I don't know if you guys saw it, but on my Facebook I posted a picture of a spider that was in the middle of my garage that kept me like 6 feet away from my car, and I was late to work because I didn't know how to get around it. Because I think it'll jump or fly. I think spiders can jump and fly. Well, what happened is we got rid of the web. There was a bad web in the garage, outside the garage, and we decided to get rid of it. Well, that spider had to go somewhere. If it doesn't have a home, I mean, it's going to go closer to your home. Now, we always think, you know, get rid of the spider webs and the spiders will go away. I don't know. I think that if you leave their spider web, they'll stay put. And maybe we should just let their spiders sit there. Because the spider's not going to leave their home. There's food. The spider doesn't need to leave their home. I think they potty on the web. They sleep on the web. They have sex on the web. And they eat on the web. But we got rid of the web, and now there was a spider in my garage, and there was a spider in the house the other day. And I can't live like this. So I think the only way to deal with spiders is to, you know, come up with something, come up with, I do have cats, they do nothing. My cats are worthless. The cats do nothing. They don't protect me. I have four of them. They, you know, they look at the spider, and I'm like, look, there's a spider. Attack, sick them. They do nothing. You know, Uzi might come up with a little nose and, like, sniff it, but they won't do anything to the spider. And I don't want to kill it because one of you guys on Facebook said that if you kill a scorpion, all the other scorpions will come and get revenge because the dead scorpion smell attracts them. Now, you guys are probably messing with me, but I am so scared that the ACLU of spiders is going to come and attack. And I'm not being obsessive. I'm not being paranoid. I don't have arachnophobia. I was bit by a spider. I could have lost my leg. I'm scared of these suckers. And I haven't taken care of recluse spider bites and black widow spider bites. When you live in the desert, you got some nasty stuff. So my recommendation is if there's a spider and a spider web, build a fence. Build a wall, all right? You don't have to put MAGA hats on it, but I would wall that off. That spider already has decided that they want to live there. And you could mess with their web. You could try to kill it. You could spray it with hairspray. I really think spiders really want to outlive. I mean, look at this. They didn't die during COVID. These spiders want to be, they like my house, despite all the animals and the ranch and the farm I have. So I say maybe leave the spider web alone. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I think Pelosi, did she leave Taiwan? It was only supposed to be a 24-hour trip. I know it makes people really, really nervous about what's going on. Even though I agree she had to stand up and not back down to threats of China, I think it was not the smartest move to start this whole thing in the first place. And she had, during her visit, wanted to make it unequivocally clear that the United States would not abandon Taiwan. Taiwan is democratically governed. China still purports that it's theirs. And now they are bringing in some warplanes for quote-unquote military exercises. 27 Chinese warplanes made incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. 22 planes crossed the median line. dividing the Taiwan Strait. And this is a little bit closer than, you know, some of the previous exercises they've done in the past. So Pelosi has left the island, and now she's going to South Korea. And they, she kept it low key. Apparently she had to sleep with armed guards nearby. And, you know, she got her photo op. She had to wear a mask. Also, it's, you know, this might be a distraction of her husband finally being brought up on charges for an alleged DUI in Napa Valley in May. So I think there's a lot of things that Nancy Pelosi can gain from this. Plus the ego of having what we're like, there are a bunch of F-15s surrounding her plane, and, you know, her being able to, you know, have all this, you know, presidential type, you know, type, entourage with her. It was, I'm glad that she didn't back down to China. It just, I don't think she should have done this trip to begin with. Now we have China going, well, now we need to make a move. I mean, did we really get a return on investment? Did you know, her going there improve anything for us? Now, maybe she really had to go to South Korea, and she really had to go to Japan and Singapore, and she didn't want to look like she was avoiding Taiwan. But why does she have to go there? Why does she have to go there? So China now is performing military drills. And Taiwan is not the easiest island to invade. I mean, you know, if you're trying to do boots on the ground, I mean, it's an island. You know, you're going to have to bring people down. They could do things from their mainland, sadly. But to quote-unquote invade, it's not very easy. So people are now concerned that this invasion could be, you know, very inflammatory, obviously, and start to precipitate a World War III that Putin tried to start. Putin has pledged alliances, and he said he will help China with Taiwan, although my guess is China's looking at him like, yeah, your army's not that good. But Taiwan is 100 miles from China. It's around the size of Maryland. It is surrounded by a protective, obviously, watery moat, but it also has a lot of geographical features that makes it very poor to invade. Observers note that in 1944, the U.S. military scrapped Operation Causeway, which was a plan to invade Taiwan, which was at the time a Japanese colony called Formosa, because it was deemed too costly. U.S. military planners concluded that invading and holding Formosa would require a total American assault force of 500,000 men. The Pentagon, according to Fox News, tallied up the number of U.S. casualties expected from an invasion and subsequent mountain jungle and urban fighting, and that number was staggeringly at, they thought they were going to lose about 150,000 people. So Taiwan has been preparing to be invaded since the 1950s. They have good intelligence, they have troops. They just have to repel Chinese forces. Now that's their big, you know, because Taiwan doesn't need to expand. Taiwan doesn't want to expand. All they need to do is play defense. And they have military, they have defenses, they have, you know, they know their hilly terrain. And so, I think Taiwan could put up a fight. I don't know for how long. And so they believe that China would not bomb them. Cruise missile attacks are obviously a huge concern, but they believe that Beijing would want to keep Taiwan's infrastructure unscathed. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense for China to bomb the hell out of such a vibrant, you know, stronger economy, you know, high manufacturing. It doesn't make sense to just bomb them. So they would need to, because people are like, why aren't they bombing them? What's going on? Well, it's because they would want to keep it as pristine as they can. So China's military leaders want to, as a scare tactic, show their force. They also want to have a peen contest with the U.S. as a result of Nancy Pelosi defying their order, which we should have defied. I agree with that. It just, I disagree with Nancy Pelosi starting to stir all this up. So it's obviously a huge concern. They say Keech Lau, a military and cyber affairs consultant with Taipei-based Doublethink Lab, who has looked into China's invasion scenarios, told Fox News Digital that aside from terrain and the fact that there is only a relatively short window when the Taiwan Strait is calm enough for a reasonably safe crossing by a navy, people often overlook simple logistics. He said typically any military unit carries no more than 3 days' worth of supplies with them, which means they either have to be resupplied or scrounge whatever they can from the field. You know, it's fascinating. We see all these movies, you know, from the olden days of, you know, the war and, you know, how they had to manage World War II and World War I and Vietnam. And, you know, we think that, okay, well, here we are in 2022, and there's all this high tech and all this advancement that wars are going to be easier to fight. They aren't. The basics are still needed. That's why Russia's having so much trouble. Russia didn't plan on them needing reinforcements, them needing food. You know, and raping, pillaging, and plundering is not a war strategy. Many soldiers do that, sadly, but that's not a strategy. And so if you require supplies and ammunition and you need, you know, we'll watch movies. And there's a shootout, and somebody, you're like, oh, no, they're out of bullets. And they, you know, grab another cartridge and, you know, reload, and you're like, okay, yeah. But, you know, eventually you run out of bullets. You run out of missiles. You know, so for that, so I think China has been watching what's happened with Putin, and if they are being savvy, you know, they need to not think that it's 2022. They need to, you know, pretend that it's 1910. And you don't have access, you know, to things coming, you know, coming your way and being able to reinforce you. So, you know, China invading Taiwan doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's World War III, but, you know, if China's going to make a move, they're going to make a move most likely during this presidency, this Biden administration, and they're probably waiting for the time to be right. I don't understand all this show of military display. I think that's something you do when you don't have anything to back you up. I mean, if somebody could kick the living crap out of somebody, they don't necessarily send videos and show, you know, look at our army, look at this. You know, I know the Nazis did it because they wanted to scare people, but it's a very imbecile, like very elementary form of intimidation. You know, when you look at bullies, the bullies that are the ones that show off and try to bully others, it shows their insecurity because they feel they have to do this show of support, this show of strength. Look, we do it at football games. You know, we try to, you know, have the loudest fireworks and the loudest display and the fans screaming, and then when the other players come on for the visiting team, you know, they all get boos. I mean, intimidation plays a part, but if you have a fantastic team, if you have Tom Brady, you don't need to do, you know, go through all those semantics. You just need to play good football. You just need to, you know, have a proper strategy. But Taiwan is not easy. If Taiwan was, they would have already, you know, taken advantage. So, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi departed Taiwan on Wednesday after a whirlwind two-day trip that included a meeting with Taiwan's president and vows to preserve democracy in Taiwan in the face of Chinese threats.
America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad.
An unreported abduction of a 12-year-old girl found walking in the road near Dadeville, Alabama, leads to the discovery of two bodies in a house and an arrest. 37-year-old Jose Pascual Reyes could face capital murder charges as the investigation is just underway. Australian farmers near Dalgety, New South Wales, found space debris scattered across their fields last month. An astrophysicist who examined the junk now believes it was a piece from the SpaceX Dragon aircraft used during the Crew-1 mission in 2020. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Mark from Las Vegas, Nevada says, both my daughters are black belts. I agree with you entirely. I got my girls trained. Now, he is responding to what we talked about the other day on how there was a horrific, horrific gang rape that happened with eight models who were shooting a music video. And they were each raped about 10 times by a gang of illegal minors. There's a lot of fallout from that, which I'll tell you about. But we were talking about how I don't think the average girl or young boy is taught that they could be attacked at any time. And that, you know, shooting a video or walking in a mall or taking the stairs could actually put your, you know, put your body at risk for assault. So what's been happening, so what happened is in South Africa, there were 8 women who were shooting a music video near Johannesburg. They haven't released who they were and, you know what the video was for. But it ended up uncovering a huge sort of scheme with illegal minors. And now a bunch of people got arrested, one shot and killed. So South African police shot one person dead, arrested 42 today, or yesterday. And there were 2 killed and 80 detained the day before. This happened after 8 models who were shooting a music video near an abandoned gold mine were viciously gang raped by illegal miners. This crime took place while the women were filming out in the wilds close to Krugersdorp near Johannesburg. The models and crew, the youngest of whom was 19 and the eldest was 37, were raped up to 10 times over several hours. The gang also systematically robbed the crew and girls of their mobile phones, rings, jewelry, handbags, cash, and cameras. None of the more 120 detainees has been directly tied, but Police Minister Becky Seal said the crimes inspired police to ramp up a planned crackdown on general criminality in the area, including arms trafficking, illegal immigration, and theft of valuable metals. They say we need to find these people, but this operation is not just to respond to that, admitting that his department still did not know who exactly was responsible for the sex crimes. The incident also is hurt by the declining reputation, which is suffering from soaring crime rates, they say, has the third highest rate of rape in the world. So 300 demonstrators, the majority of whom were women, were pictured marching outside the Krugersdorp courtroom yesterday, carrying placards and decrying the crimes. And that, you know, the frequency of sexual violence in South Africa is huge. Also, rapes have been going up in America. Rapes have been going up, across the world. And you know, is it that they're being reported on more? Is it that we actually have more rapes? Is it that there's a lack of complacency among young women? You know, I grew up with much different conversations with my mom and grandma than I think the average, you know, Gen Z or Generation Alpha does. At a very young age, I mean, the women in my family taught me about rape. They were like, not if, but when it's going to happen. You need to do X, Y, and Z. And this idea that you could be assaulted, we don't really bring up a lot. You know, we don't want women to fear men. We don't want women to feel that they're, you know, always going to be victims, you know, that they have equal rights. And, you know, if they want to, work in industries the same as men, they should get the same pay. I agree with all that. But I think we also need to remind people that there are those with mental illness. And we have a lot of them with mental illness. And you could, you know, hang out with people and love them. And, you know, my friends are so amazing. They would never do anything to hurt me. You know, and I really, really trust them. But do I walk to my car by myself? Do I say, I got this, I'm going to run to the store at 10 o'clock at night? Do I go and walk the dog? I do. Because I start to go, look, this is America. I mean, if I have to always have a man with me wherever I go, what is this, 1910, you know, 1772? What is this? Well, maybe we do need to look and see what people have done in the past and do that. I mean, when I grew up, you always went to the bathroom with somebody else. I didn't realize why. You just don't go to the bathroom alone. Don't go to the bathroom alone. Go with somebody else. And I was like, well, what if I have to potty? They don't want to sit there. What? I can't go with somebody else with me, but it's because you just never go to the bathroom alone. The bathroom is one of the most dangerous places because that would be where somebody's partner, if they were male, couldn't go with them. And so the female restroom prevents men from walking in and being there. So now you have women that are vulnerable. And women would never go anywhere without a man walking them. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, when I see my son and his girlfriend, when she goes off to the bathroom, he'll always stand near the restroom. And this is like, you know, if they're traveling and sometimes we travel with him, or I'll be like, you know what, I'll go in there with her. I'll make sure she's okay. And, you know, we're starting to see guys you know, start to stand around the bathrooms. And it's not that they're predators, it's that they're there because they want to make sure that their lady is safe, but they can't go into the restroom. And I think that's very gallant and very admirable, and I also think it's necessary. Having a friend whose daughter was attacked by the owner, from what we understand, of the place when she went to the bathroom. It happens. I don't care that it's 2022. This stuff happens. So, yes, I do think that we need to raise our children a little differently than we have. I think they all need to know how to defend themselves. They all need to know how to fight. They all need to have that sense of awareness. You know, when you walk into a restaurant or a store, know exactly where the exits are. Know where you could hide if there's a shooter. That's something that I think everybody should be aware of. You know, what do you have on your person that you could use to protect yourself? Maybe a bulletproof backpack. Something. Yep. Make sure you have your phone in an area that you could call it. You know, no phone numbers. Because if you do lose your phone or the phone gets taken away, you need to be able to call somebody. And if you don't have your family members' numbers memorized because all you've done is push a button, you know, you're going to be in trouble. But, you know, we just don't expect bad things to happen. And, you know, I'm sure these models thought they could, you know, during the day shoot a video. And I think it was during the day. And they had a crew. They weren't alone. If that crew didn't have security or didn't have combat training or, you know, they were sitting ducks. It's a shame that people don't think that could happen to them. And I think if they... You know, you always have to think of what are we going to do for security? And, you know, sadly, they got overpowered. And it's just a shame. So my vote is, you know, if you have anybody in your family who you think is vulnerable, I don't care how old they are, get them to, you know, get them as much training, Krav Maga, karate, taekwondo, whatever. You know, get them at least trained on some basic moves. And don't let any of your loved ones think that everything's going to be fine. There's never going to be a shooter. There's never going to be an assault. They're never, you know, switch that around. Say, look, hopefully this doesn't happen to you. But you need to, every time you're going, you know, every time you drive your car and park, don't park next to a van. You never park next to a van. I don't care if it's the only parking space. All right, because, you know, back in the 70s, 60s and 70s, where vans were huge, you would park, somebody would open it up, grab you, and close it, and nobody would see anything. You get attacked, scream fire. Don't scream rape. People are always interested in fires, but they'll run away if they hear rape. But everybody needs to kind of be prepared that they could be very vulnerable, and to avoid those vulnerabilities or have some sort of protection. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sadly, the monkeypox cases are rising. And I believe now we have 5 kids in the United States that have monkeypox. Globally, we have about 25,000 cases. In America, we've already surpassed the 6,000 mark. Let me give you guys an exact number because it's pulling up right now. This is, again, an underestimation because we have, the numbers will usually take a little bit of time to catch up, but 6,326 cases in the United States. And we're being told that 5 cases have now been identified in kids. Now, I can tell you, as a physician, I am seeing some very interesting rashes online. I don't see these patients in person. I'm licensed in multiple states, so I do telemedicine. And I'm seeing these blisters. There was a patient I was supposed to see last night. And sometimes they no-show. So I get the call, and a picture is included. And they go, patient has a rash. And they upload the picture. And it was a child. And family didn't pick up, so it just went to voicemail. So you put it back in the queue so for another doctor to hopefully get on that if you keep getting the voicemail. And patient was allegedly vaccinated for chickenpox. And they were these blisters. And the patient allegedly wasn't burned. And so, I really caution any medical provider, if something doesn't seem right, don't just throw an antibiotic at it over the phone. Have people get checked out and tested, because this isn't just a quote-unquote gay man disease, which a lot of people want to think so they don't have to worry about it. This is something that is affecting anybody, pregnant people, heterosexuals, kids. But yes, the majority seem to right now be in the men who have sex with men category or demographic, but it's not just limited to that. And so if you have somebody that's, I was at the club, I don't want my wife to think I was cheating, I don't, want anybody to think I'm gay, they might not go and get this tested. And that's a problem. I think we need to, when it comes to medicine, we need to not be politically correct and say, look, you got a rash, I don't care what you did, who you did it with, nobody's going to divorce you, but they will divorce you if you give them something that you shouldn't have. So don't hide it. Don't try to hide this. Don't try to blow it off and say, oh, this is a monkeypox. You just don't know. So what we're being told right now, and I apologize here, a fifth child is tested positive, and the CDC is very, very worried about monkeypox in very, very young children. So as opposed to chickenpox being more deadly the older you are, monkeypox seems to be more concerning the younger you are. And monkeypox has caused some deaths. We have, I think, two in Spain who I believe died, one in India. We've already been reporting worldwide at least four deaths due to monkeypox outside of Africa. So this is not something that's a very, very mild illness. Four of the children who have been confirmed to have the disease are U.S. citizens. Remember, one was a baby, an infant that was traveling through D.C. from another country. Not a U.S. resident, the infant, but these four children, two in California, two in Indiana. The CDC has warned that young children could be at increased risk for more severe monkeypox cases. The organization placed a cutoff age for severe risk at 8 years old. Pediatric data is limited. So here's the CDC again coming up with these random data. Well, it's not random, but so 8 years old is their cutoff. As far as I'm concerned, having any virus that you shouldn't, because it's not endemic to America, should be taken completely very seriously. So California declared a state of emergency. I believe Illinois has done. New York has done it. And, the U.S. has already 6,300 cases. In my neck of the woods, we're up at about 25 and rising. The states with the most, of course, are California, New York, and Illinois. New York has already about 1,600 cases. Texas has been starting to rise. Florida, Georgia, District of Columbia has, I think, a much higher amount of 248, considering there's other more populous areas. So this is something that what's scary, and I know people are like, I don't want to hear all the drama about this, the media blew it with COVID, but it's a fascinating concept in science, and whenever something is fascinating in science, it's scary. All right, to us, I'm a scientist, but to non-scientists, it's a little scary because this is not what monkeypox is supposed to be doing. Right? Monkeypox is not supposed to be something that's worldwide. A lot of these illnesses we see in parts of Africa or in some rural areas, they stay rural. They're not supposed to be something that makes it to London, that makes it to New York City. And we can't say necessarily that everybody that got this had sex with somebody at one of these two sex raves that we're being told is the epicenter. And mind you, after what happened with the fish market and somebody eating bat soup with COVID, I don't know if I want to be, you know, completely on board with the, okay, well, this all started because a bunch of gay men were having sex in Portugal and, or was it Spain and Belgium? I don't know if I buy that. What if monkeypox was also in a lab being studied? And, you know, the same lab that had had slipshod sort of protocols also had slipshod protocols when it came to monkeypox, just like they did with COVID. Or maybe, you know, human error happens, and we've seen lab accidents. What if somebody was studying this, and it came out? Or somebody was working in the lab, got it on them, went to this party. You know, I'm just not convinced that it was, okay, well, you know, people were hanging out in Belgium and, you know, they had sex and all of a sudden this whole epidemic started. So I'm very, very concerned because this is not something we're supposed to see. We're also not really supposed to see kids get it. Now, if we go back, I want to call this monkeypox 2. I'd actually like to call this an orthopox 2. I don't really like the term monkeypox. All right? But it currently is monkeypox until the World Health Organization changes the name. But I think this should be a 2.0. This is acting very differently from the 1.0. The 1.0 was respiratory droplets, skin on skin. This one seems to be, you know, very, very predominant in the men who have sex with men community. That's a little different. Right? This isn't supposed to be sexually transmitted. It can be, but it seems to be the primary source point to that. Also, this seems to have a rash distribution a little differently. Monkeypox starts on the face, goes down. Some people don't even get the rash. Some people aren't getting the rash on the face. They only get the rash in the genitals or up into the rectum. So it's acting a little different, such that we might need to call it a 2.0. However, if we start to see more kids, pregnant women, cisgender women, get this, all right, they're running behind on telling us who has this and who doesn't. It will then mimic more of what we see with original monkeypox. Because again, original monkeypox is very similar to chickenpox and is very similar to smallpox, where you could breathe on somebody, you could be next to somebody, and it could close skin contact, touching their clothes. This could spread. It's a very highly contagious virus. It's just we never saw monkeypox in this part of the world. Chickenpox we vaccinated for. Smallpox we vaccinated for. So that's why this is acting kind of weird. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.